Hey y'all, welcome back to another podcast. And if you don't know, now you know. I'm your boy, Stay Focused, man. Today we got a special guest in the building, man. We got Stack Auto in the building, y'all.
Yo, yo.
Hey, so you know, we're gonna sit down, man. We're gonna ask some questions. I'm gonna ask some questions. He gonna ask some questions, you know. So we gonna get right into it, though. Sup, though, Stack, man? How you doing, man? How you
man, doing? I'm doing good, man. I'm blessed, man. As long as I wake up in the morning, I'm good.
That's weird. Well, my first question to you is, man, what inspired you to make music?
Man, that's a good question, bro. Well, I got an older brother and shit. My older brother used to rap. I used to fuck with him. He used to be hard. But I always felt like I was harder. I always felt like I was the best rapper in the city. I mean, and I am. Not to be cocky or not to be conceited or anything, but anybody should feel like that they rap, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Yeah, my brother inspired me. And on some real shit, like the old Lil Wayne. The mixtape Lil Wayne, Squad Up, and when he first got Young Money, that shit, man, that motherfucker Wayne was on another level, man.
What was your favorite song from that mixtape? What did you think of offhand? That just hit you the most when that joint came on?
From the old Wayne?
Yeah.
Man, Wayne got so much shit, man. I can't even just pick one. Like the Carter, the first Carter. We talk about albums right now. I ain't even talk about the mixtape, but the first Carter, nigga.
Yeah, that was it. For a good amount of time, Wayne had everything.
Oh, and one other person, 50 Cent, that Give Rich or Die Trying. I'll never forget, I was in the 7th grade when that shit dropped. Nigga had me goddamn, 50 had me thinking I was 50 for real. I'm running around with a fucking G on the chain on and shit. I got G on the Beatles on and shit. Looking all wild and shit. I look back on that shit like, man, what the fuck was you thinking?
Man, hey, I can't lie. 50 Cent had me trying to wear a do-rag. For real.
50 made everybody want to be gangster, though.
Real. That's funny. You got me thinking I need to download that 50 Cent.
50 made everybody want to be gangster. And Wayne made nigga want to be lyrical and shit. Like,
ooh, that's deep. That's deep, though. All right. We're going to head to the next question there. I asked you what inspired you, but what first got you into music? Like, what made you pick up the mic? And be like, now it's my time.
Like, all right. My brother, Lil Wayne, and 50, they really made me start fucking with the rap. But it was different from fucking with the rap and recording. Man, that nigga Gucci made me record, dog.
Big Guap.
That's my favorite rapper, probably in rap history. That nigga's a legend. That nigga's an icon, man. Big Guap. Know what I'm saying? That was my inspiration to start rapping on a beat, like actually recording songs.
Okay. Yeah, Gucci got there.
The first Gucci song I ever heard was Trap House. And when I heard that sound, I said, damn, that's how I want to rap. I want to rap just like that. When I heard that chopper on the floor, pistol on the couch, hood rich so I never had a bank account. I said, damn, that shit is fucking singing to me.
Oh, yeah. Would you, so I guess you saying when Gucci and Jeezy had the battle, it was no question that Gucci won that, Jeezy. No question.
I tell you what,
man. It got ugly in there.
Man.
It got ugly.
But a lot of people say, a lot of people say G's won the joint. But in my opinion, after he went off like that, that man played 745. He played, I think it was Trap House. And then he played Vet Pass Back. When he played them three motherfuckers back to back to back, I said, oh yeah. Game over. Flip.
All right. Next question. And the same being that you rap, you had to pick one song that you would perform, what would it be? From all these songs and these bangers that you've been dropping. And don't name people, if y'all don't know, yes, he just be dropping goddamn bangers. Banger, banger, bangers.
Well, see, that's... Ah, shit, that's a good question. That's a good question, Steady Folks. I don't know. I can't point out one particular song, man. I'd have recorded over 200 tracks, bro. Like, I'd have recorded over 200 tracks. So, I guess I had to decide or choose by fucking mixtapes or something, like, cause I can't just. I don't have just one song. Like lately. I gotta fuck with that little blue light on the box.
Nah, that bitch, you gotta go box for it. Go box for it.
Got these angels on my shoulder, but these demons make me colder. Mm. Both of them want me get my dough up. Mm. Asking me what's the hold up. Mm. Pockets like paper in the folder. Mm. Selling weed like it was coca. What you need, just hit my phone up. Mm. I will wait for you and post up.
Okay, okay. Oof, okay. I felt that. Oh. Well, all right, you're a cold motherfucker, boy, that damn. All right. Let's see, what else I got for you? All right. I think you already answered this question for us, but... If you had a collab with one person, die, either dead or alive, who would you have to pick? And he don't collab with a lot of people, y'all. He don't.
Dead or alive?
Mm-hmm.
This might shock you. I'd probably fuck with somebody like. It wouldn't be no rapper. Probably like a Bob Marley or. You know what I'm saying? Somebody like that. Mm. Or if I did have to pick a rapper, of course, you know what I'm saying? It'd be Gucci. Yeah. But.
That'd be crazy. Be Gucci on the song. Too, boy. That'd be deep.
Shit, I fuck with Future. I'd do a dent with Future. Kevin Gates.
Oh, yeah. Gates, Future, Gucci. Y'all hear this, Jake?
I want Rihanna to sing on my shit.
Oh, man.
I want Rihanna to sing on my shit.
Oh, man. Rihanna ain't. When the last time Rihanna made a song?
I know that Love on the Brain, Jack. I think. That bitch a musical genius, man. Oh, Drake.
Of course,
Drake.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot about Drake. I see you got that. You and that. I want to see you and that Gucci thing happy now, though.
Yeah.
I want to see you and that Gucci thing happy.
Fact.
Man, got that for real, man. All right. So, how? My next question, so the people can know, this is the next question. How would you describe the music that you basically put out? Or typically create, how would you describe it? What category would you put your music in?
Trap. Shit, that's all I talk about. Shit.
Trap.
If you ain't interested in knowing what's going on in the streets and shit like that, then fucking my music ain't for you. And I ain't even saying like that's a bad thing because different strokes, different folks, different strokes, you know what I'm saying? But I think I'm more trap. I mean, you could put me in lyrical too because I got bars after bars. But I think I do a great job of mixing all that shit in.
Okay.
Kind of creating like my own life.
Man, hey, when I drop this joint, I'm gonna put a link for y'all in the bio. And y'all go comment yourself. We're gonna put it out. We're gonna be in the bio. Y'all go comment yourself. We gonna say it then. Say what they say. Say that then. All right, last one I need, man. What would you say is the best advice you ever gave somebody? Even if they listen or not listen, but what is the best advice that you ever gave somebody?
I got that bitch tatted on my wrist, cuz. If not now, then when? If not now, then when? I got that shit tied on, right on my wrist. Like, I ain't even gotta go into details of that shit. That shit speak for itself. If you ain't pushing for what you pushing for now, when you gonna start? Tomorrow? Then when tomorrow come, you can push it off again till the next day. Then when the next day come, you can say, you can push it off again till the next day. But I mean, you hop on that shit now, man. Once you start a project, you ain't gonna get off that shit till you finish it. I mean, that's me personally, that's how I am. I can't speak for the next nigga, but if not now, then when? Because when I start that motherfucker, then I already know I gotta finish regardless of what it is.
That's word. That's deep. But yeah, man, we got during we at that marker, though. Anything you want to say to the people one more time before we get out here, man? Anything else you want to say? Where they can find you at? Where they can find your music at?
Shit, you can find me all over Richmond, East End. Shit. I told you what that music talking about, man. I ain't bullshitting. Yeah. Call me. I don't care what it is. Call me. You know what I'm saying? But
he do that balling shit, too. but we gonna leave it at that,
Unless they talk about some bread.
Now you know how your boys stay focused, man. We out this day.